Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, I'm Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Let's start with a question. Do you want to be more successful than you are? Well, that seems to be an easy answer, doesn't it? Or let's change that question a little bit and say, do you want to make significant money? Are you tired of just making a living, just getting by? You want to make enough money so there's never a question of meeting the payroll. You can buy that new house that you want, that new car, take that vacation, live a good life. Well, if you do, there's a concept that you might want to consider and you need to understand. And that is, what do you do, CEO, president, or business owner? What do you do? What's your job? Well, most people are under the misconception that their job is to run the business because they are chief executive officer or president of a company. That's not really what your job is. Your job is to understand people. You know, we always think that we expect our salespeople to sell the customer. But we need to do more than sell the customer for business success. What you're doing is you're selling all day long. If you set your business up so that you have to have your hands in everything, you have to make every decision, you don't have anyone that you trust to make a decision, and you're afraid to make a mistake, you will struggle along. But if you have a concept and say to yourself, I want to be truly a business person and build a business, well, then what happens is you start to think about the people that you hire, and you hire people for specific positions who can do specific things. If you hire salespeople, they really have to know how to sell. Not how to bully, not how to manipulate, but how to understand the product, understand the process, understand the customer, and close the deal. If you hire someone in manufacturing, and they're going to be a manager, they have to know how to communicate with people to get the job done. If you are just hiring someone for IT, well, you don't know anything about IT, or you know very little. They have to be the expert. And your job as the CEO, president, or business owner is to sell the people that you hire to do the best possible job that they can. Now, of course, it starts with hiring right people in the right place. But if you're not, for instance, salespeople, what happens many times is the business owner will say, go out and sell. Okay, that's fine. We're not doing enough business. Go do more business. What's wrong with you? And they beat up and bully the salespeople. That's not going to get you to where you need to be. You need the salespeople to be sold on the idea that they're going to do a good job, that you trust them, that they have the knowledge that they need, and you're behind them 100%. And if you don't do that, and if you just make demands that are unreasonable, nothing's going to happen. With every single person in your business, in your organization, you need to sell. You need to sell the supplier of your product. When things are difficult or you have an emergency order or there's a shortage of supply, you've got to have a relationship with the supplier so they will supply you. They'll be happy to talk to you when you call. You need to sell your bank that you are the business. Not only do you have a good financial statement, but that you are the person who they're going to lend money to, that they are absolutely going to get the money back and make a profit. You need to sell your accountant to do a good job and to maximize your tax situation so you legally and ethically pay the least amount of taxes. You need to sell everybody. You have to learn how to sell. When was the last time you read a sales book? When was the last time you listened to a seminar on sales? When was the last time you went on a sales call or made a cold call? Think about it. Think about what I'm really saying. The successful salespeople, the successful business owner, not the successful salespeople, but the successful business owner who makes significant money really doesn't do anything more than talk to their people. Hire the right people, inspire the right people, set them up to win, have the right product, the right service, the right pricing. That's how you make significant money. Not by demanding, not by bullying, not by saying, you do this because I say so. Now, there was a time many years ago, not too many years ago, where you could say to somebody, go do something because I say so. Unfortunately, it's not that way anymore. Or fortunately, it's not that way anymore. You have to reason with people. You have to understand them. You have to understand their needs. And you know what you have to do? You have to train them. You have to continually train people in different ways for different positions. The better trained they are, the more they understand what you expect them to accomplish, the better the communication is, the more successful you will be. So don't think of yourself as the business owner who knows all, who expects and points their finger and says, go do it, and people do it. Think of yourself that you are a consultant to all of these people. You have to deliver the message, whether it's sales, manufacturing employees, management, IT, bank, insurance company, you can go all the way down the list. If you do that, and if you start to view yourself in a different way, that these people are a working, active part of your business, they're not employees, they're people that will help you get to where you want to be in success, because you're going to help them. And you're going to try to do everything you can to take care of them, to pay them well, to show them you are interested in them. And the better job that they do, the more you'll take care of them. Don't just sit in your desk all day long and make demands. Get out there. Ride with your salespeople. Get out on the manufacturing floor. See what's going on. Sit down and talk to people. Yes, there are expectations. It's a certain amount of work has to be done. But how do you want to be treated? Do you want to be treated like you're insignificant? Or do you want to be treated like welcoming, like you have a purpose, like your people are grateful for what you do? This takes some real thought and some real planning, but it's certainly something that you can do. It's not asking a lot, but it is asking a lot of understanding and how to make it happen. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you. To continue the conversation, go to my website, talkbusinesswithhoward.com. I know that you will be successful and you'll make it happen because you gain more understanding of what it really takes in business to be the most friendly, successful, customer-oriented, profitable business in your particular area. Thank you for your time. To your success.